Hello, everybody. This is Diana from LA Record, and I am here at Dublab Studios to wish you a Merry Christmas with some of my favorite bands who just so happen to be playing at the LA Record Christmas party this Saturday night, December 18th at Bedrock. I wanted to come and share some of their music with you live, as well as some insights into their deep personalities through my book, The 4,000 Questions of Getting to Know Anybody and Everybody. Now, first up, I have Tommy Santa Claus. They're really awesome. You really have to catch them live. If only I could squeeze in a lot more people into this room, because they're really, really, really good live. If I'm sad, it makes me feel really good and sad. And if I'm happy, it makes me kind of feel like ethereally gloomy but good. So with no further ado, this is Tommy Santa. You could say hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hey.
And there you have it. What's first?
First, we're playing Dirty Mouth,
which is off of the new Tommy Santa Claus album called Rakes.
That's right.
There's a couple things that Tommy Santa Claus does really well, and one of them is say ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Where does the inspiration to ooh come from?
I think it's just natural. You just want to ooh.
Do you ever feel like a bird?
I love birds.
You love birds? Yeah. I think of birds sometimes when
our birds are on our new album Rakes also.
Oh yeah, along with a lot of body parts. Because there's a body part in every song, right?
That's right. At least one.
There you have it, folks. This Christmas, get yourself a whole album full of body parts.
That's right.
Brought to you by Tommy Santa Claus and birds. All right, what's next?
Next is Late Bloomer.
And then what's next?
And then after that is Dead Leaves and Bumblebees.
Okay, so back to back, Tommy Santa Claus.
You got it.
Shining in my dress.
Santa Claus, the band.
Yes.
I think that now is the time where I ask you some very deep and personal questions.
All 4,000 of them, or?
Well, maybe just 2 to 3, okay. Depending. All right, Tommy.
Uh-oh.
What would be the premise of a novel you would like to write?
It would be about starting a barbecue truck. Yeah. I love pulled pork, so I would start a pulled pork rib truck or something like that, and that's what the book would be about.
What would be the biggest obstacle that your hero faces?
Finding the best pork.
Yeah, selling it because he's always eating it before he gets to sell it.
Sounds like a thriller. Yeah. All right.
Psycho thriller.
A heart attack.
Psycho thriller. Yeah. Okay. Donna, do you like to watch television alone or with other people?
Both. All of the above. All of the above.
All of the above. Everybody? She's a polygamist.
That's right.
When it comes to television. Okay. All right. What was the most boring movie you ever saw?
Oh, boy. The most boring movie I ever saw. That is a really, really tough question. I was watching Alice in Wonderland the other night, the new one. That was pretty boring, I have to say. Gosh. No, it's not. It's the only one that comes to mind right now, though. What else is boring? Gandhi's pretty boring.
Gandhi is so boring. Every time Gandhi comes up, I'm like, boring.
He's boring. He's a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did I ask you that question?
No.
Whoa.
Was there a Gandhi bumper sticker?
No, there was a question about what's your favorite bumper sticker you've ever seen?
Gandhi. I don't know. That's a good one.
It's the most boring bumper sticker?
Or the coolest? The one you like the most. There was a question. That's why I asked, because she brought it up.
Can you swear on this?
You can swear.
My favorite one ever of all time was one that simply said, "Eat shit, retard." And that one has lingered in my mind forever as by far the best bumper sticker I've ever seen.
Gets right to the point, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, last question. What's your name again?
Sam.
I don't know what I want to call you. Something else, though. All right. Singing alone, what do you like to sing?
Singing alone, what I like to sing?
I would say my favorite song to sing alone would be Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Oh.
Well, by Willie Nelson, performed by Patsy Cline.
As rendered by Patsy Cline?
Yes.
You want to sing us your favorite line?
Oh.
Come on.
Let's do it.
And I'm crazy for crying, and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Wow, I think you just showed me. He just looked at me with these piercing eyes. Like,
what do you want to call him now?
I think I have to take off my sweater. Well, on that note, it's been really nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
All right. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Cool. Up next, we've got the Driftwood Singers.
Cool.
So how wasted are you guys?
We're
so
right
drunk
now.
Right now.
We're the Driftwood Drunkards.
Yeah, the Drunkwood Singers.
I've never seen people do keg stand during the day before. Especially out of a tequila bottle.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Crazy.
So this song, the first song you're going to sing, come across the tracks tonight. You know, like when you get to the chorus, I kind of imagine myself in this like little white like underdress, and I'm like folding laundry or like something, and I hear the wind and my lover from far away, like bad guy. It's very sexy to me, but also not. Also very chilled out.
So your lover's the bad guy?
My lover's across the tracks. He's kind of got muscles. And
Oh,
he also hunts alligators.
Yeah. Oh, nice. What's that show?
We're in Louisiana now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel that way. I'm like, come
swamp
across
people.
The tracks. And I feel
that's definitely the vibe.
That's what it's about,
right?
Takes place in New Orleans.
Really?
The story,
so
yeah.
We're in Louisiana to begin with. No, that's exactly. There's one. What you described reminds me of one of the lines exactly. I could see you being the swaying girl. I think you were the inspiration.
You wrote it for me?
It's for
we did.
So what's the story? You said there is a story.
It started out as a song.
Besides being about you.
Yeah.
Obviously
a love song.
It started out as a song about Jerry Lee Lewis. Because like he and his I guess his cousins were all like really, you know, when they were little. Sorry, I'm like trying to remember the story.
Basically, Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin Jimmy Swaggart.
Yeah, Jimmy Lee Swaggart.
Both went across the tracks to go to this place called Old Haney's Big House, which was like, you know.
It's like on the.
A whorehouse?
No.
No, it was like a music, but they
it's
played
like
the devil's
a
music.
Juke joint.
Yeah, they played like blues and
yeah.
stuff there.
And that's where Jerry Lee Lewis learned how to play the piano, but.
It kind of diverges from there to become a love story, but that was the initial inspiration.
Yeah. It's about, you know, losing your love to the sinful ways of 1950s or 1940s Louisiana.
Are you guys prone to flights of fancy?
What is that?
It could be.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you come in here, you look all fancy with your tie and a pretty dress and stuff and your studded socks.
From Hot Topic.
From Hot Topic. You know?
We're pretty fancy.
Are you
people.
Trying to live the dream or do you? Is it.
We're faking
just
it.
For fake?
No, we're living. I mean, we're. Yeah, we're totally.
We
living
live
the
dream.
The American dream to
actually,
dress in old clothes.
The
and
Carter family
really
used to, like, dress up in, like, they were, like, you know, lived on a farm and stuff, but when they would go out and play, they would dress up in, like, their nicest clothes to try and act like they were really, like, high class.
Which
city
were still,
people.
Like, not really nice clothes.
So that's part of the inspiration for that. We want to fool everyone into thinking we're high
we're
class
just liars.
City folk.
There's a bunch of liars.
I think you're anti-class.
We're classless.
You guys are really a political band.
We do protest music.
Well, with that, why don't you launch into this first, like, protest song?
Yeah.
Pete Seeger would be proud.
Oh, God.
This has come across the tracks.
Where you going, my sweet girl, with your lips puckered in hearing curls? Come in or just sit down and lay it on, or going to tracks tonight? Won't you come across the tracks tonight? Won't you come across the tracks tonight? Bye.
hope you were singing along.
I did. I was fantasizing, actually. That's why I walked away. You will be performing that song at the LA Record Christmas Party, perhaps?
Yes, possibly? With a full band.
The full band.
Yeah.
Full out band.
Full band. That means bass and drums and pedal steel.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like a little fancy. Pedal steel.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Somebody's waving.
Oh.
At Jake of
Hello,
Dub Lab.
Friends.
Okay. So, oh, I know who that is. It's Rachel. Rachel of He's My Brother, She's My Sister. We've got the Driftwood Singers.
Oh, we're very excited to be playing with them.
Yeah. I think it's a good match.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I actually made the room to almost my fantasy. Well, but without the... maybe a little bit of a wispy dress.
You already
dress.
Decorated the room?
I've been working on it.
Wow.
I'm really excited for that room, actually.
Yeah. So in that room, there will be the Driftwood Singers, Tommy Santa Claus, He's My Brother, She's My Sister, the A La La's, and Hani El Khatib. I don't know how to say his name very well, but he's pretty cool, too. So... why don't you tell us the next two songs you're going to do, and we'll just...
We're going to do a song called Rocky Road. It's like an old...
sacred harp song.
Sacred harp singing song. And then we're going to do a song called Coco Ellis.
Inspired by the perfume?
Yeah.
And the clothing brand.
Yeah. It's about,
it's a scratch and sniff t-shirt with polo
stripes.
It's
inspired by the ice cream.
Actually, if you
flavor.
Get a record and you scratch and sniff it, it smells like
Rocky Road.
It smells like Rocky Road ice cream.
I like ice cream.
I do too. I like this interview. This is the most fun radio show I think we've ever done.
It's because we're drunk.
It's because you're on Dub Lab.
Yeah.
Dub Lab. Shout out.
Dublab.
Oh, yeah.
Los Angeles!
Okay.
All right, let's go down this rocky road.
All right.
Well, you were just going to go right into it, but I had to interrupt because I had this idea to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How do you feel about teenage marriages?
I've been watching a lot of, you know, Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, so this is a very pertinent question. And in fact,
you can take this one
today, in my parking garage at my apartment, I saw a teen mom. She was pregnant, so, you know, one day she'll be a mom. And, you know, I have to say I'm not sure how I feel about it.
One day she'll be a mom.
What would you have done?
If I was her?
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, I can't say on the air.
Oh.
Is it dirty?
It would just ruin our image.
Well, you know
no
what?
Can see us. It's on the radio.
You gotta be real. I mean, there's certain parts of an image that, like, still hold, like, bad expectations,
well, yeah, I mean,
narrow
after
things.
After that song, you might think I would do one thing, but I might do another.
You might think you know me, but you really don't.
No, you don't. You do not.
I bet you like hip hop or something.
I have some secret hip hop loves. I am in the dub lab.
Yeah, you are in the dub lab.
I mean, gotta like some dub.
I spent the whole day watching Gucci Mane music videos today.
I just saw that you posted a.
Well, because I spent that whole day. He was doing the like hump worm.
The have you heard of this daggering?
No.
Daggering is like when a guy, like a girl, like lies on the floor, and it happens at like, I'm sure Soulja Boy would do it, and a guy like walks up a ladder and then like jumps on her and like acts like they're having sex on stage.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm
Diplo
sure
does that. Diplo's the Major Lazer.
Major Lazer. That's
yeah,
where
they did
that's
that.
Where I learned about it.
Oh yeah.
It's quite impressive. I saw it very
it's a
close
feat,
up.
Indeed.
It is really impressive.
Wait, you saw
that's
it live?
Like,
oh yeah, I saw it live.
Oh my god, I'm jealous.
Lots of
I've
floppy
only seen it
underpants. A lot of it.
I've only YouTubed
that's
this
like
phenomenon.
Barnum and Bailey kind of.
It's the
caliber.
Future, you know.
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
That was a weird
it's very circusy.
On the wrong syllable.
So you're gonna do a rap song now.
Yeah,
right?
It was a hip hop song.
Cocaine Ellis. That's the rap version.
Yeah.
Did you ever fall in love? dirty hair to wash your feet. I kissed your ankles tenderly. I just powder up my face and leave to dry.
A sexy song, wasn't it?
It's very sultry.
There was the oatmeal stuff and yeah. the hooks.
Yeah,
like an echidna.
I mean, it's all yeah. You know those people that like get their backs pierced and then they hang from like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah,
Senor Stretchy.
It's all about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Linda perhaps just walked in. We'll get her inside here in a minute, but. First of all, I want to know, what is the sexiest... Oh, what's the best old-time song to make love to?
I mean, there's this one song called Nobody's Business.
Oh, yeah, Nobody's Business. That's not really
killing
that
sexy. Your wife and
yeah, that's
slaying
scary.
Your mistress. It's pretty sexy. Depends what you're into. You should use it for the
I know better old-time songs to, like, go to sleep to. Or
no, I'm talking
like,
about sex. Making love.
She's talking about sex here.
Let's see.
Well, it doesn't have to be love. Like, I mean, it could be love.
Yeah, no love.
Something love or sex, whatever.
About, you know, bedspring poker and making whoopee and all that, you know?
No.
No?
What are you talking about?
There's, like, a ton of, like, old... I mean, I don't know.
I like the oatmeal, personally. I thought
oatmeal,
that was sexy.
Yeah.
Oatmeal baths. Yeah, exactly.
It yeah, it's
sounds
creamy.
Sexy. It sounds fun.
Oh, goodness.
It is.
Well, I guess it's that's a good wrap for us.
That's a wrap.
Yep.
That's a wrap.
We'll see
Thank
you Saturday.
You. See you Saturday. Well, what luck do we have that who would walk into the Dub Lab studio but the one and only Linda Perhaps? Hi.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm happy.
I'm happy, too. Happy I made it on the freeways to get over here.
I'm happy you made it on the freeways to get over here, too. Do you think everything happens for a reason?
Depending on the energy in a person's life, I'd say for some of us, almost most of what happens for that reason. It depends on how much you work with the energies.
I think you came by here, and I happened to be here. Probably for a reason.
I would think so, Diana. You just showed me one good idea that we're going to put into action. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great idea.
We're going to start a corporation that sells rainbows.
Now, how are you going to do that?
Well, you're going to produce the rainbows, and I'm going to package them in pretty little boxes.
Okay. Got it.
Got it.
I think she's kidding.
So, okay. Well, you see, so this is a show, holidays... End of the year, renewal is happening. Everybody's thinking, where are we? What's coming? What is a good question to ask yourself at this point of the year?
I think the best question to ask ourselves at any time in the world, at the point the world is at right now, is what can I do to help?
Dang, you always lay it heavy.
Yeah, but help in a positive way that brings joy and enthusiasm and energy to everybody.
Like a party?
I was thinking of something more constructive, like, because we can party, you know, pretty much any time. I was thinking of what is your passion? And with that, what can you produce that would bring better positive energy to more people around you and to the whole world, if possible? What can you give? What can you put into the whole system? what can you personally offer from the passion that's inside of you for whether it's sculpting, art, creating music, saying more meditations and prayers, raising a well-balanced child, anything. What is it that you can give into the whole system that would help everyone?
Well, I hope.
Diana, you give a lot. You give a lot.
Thank you.
And we have somebody here to play a beautiful guitar for us, and that's a huge gift to the world.
Yeah, his name happens to be John Carpenter. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
John and Linda met for the first time, but I think they'll meet again.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna work with the energies.
Yeah, he's good.
Do you feel energy, John?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel some energy?
Sure, it's Christmas time. Who doesn't?
Okay. Well, John, what are you gonna play with us first?
Oh, I'm gonna play one of my own songs, and then I'm gonna play something for the holidays. The first song's called Without a Sound.
Trot, John.
Thanks.
You have a beautiful man voice.
Thank you very much. I am a man as far as I know it. That's what they've been telling me for this long.
What holiday song are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to sing something called Peace in the Valley.
Peace in the Valley?
Yeah, I think everybody knows it. It's a traditional song.
Okay.
Well, tired and I'm weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Well, night is as black as the sea. There will be peace.
in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see, but there will be peace in the valley for me.
Also really cool is the way your neck throbs when you're singing. It's cool.
Hold on a minute. This is PG-13.
Wait, it's like, I mean, come on. I'm just talking about arteries. It's cool. Well, all right, now it's time to ask you one of 4,000 questions for getting to know anyone and everyone. Let's see. Do you like or dislike schedules?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't have a schedule anymore, so I've come to like that. But I generally try to... How involved does it have to be?
As involved as you are.
Well, yeah, I appreciate schedules. I try to keep them.
Okay. Well... You brought this upon yourself, but I'm going to ask you, would you rather wear tight or loose pants? It's from the book.
I'd have to say, loose can mean a lot of things. Loose isn't always bad, because you sort of have, like, baggy thigh. Sometimes it's too baggy. Sometimes it's just enough room. I like a room
through pant. He's doing hand gestures, by the way.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just announcing to the audience that you were expressing with your hands.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd have to go with tight pants, really. I'd have to wear tight pants.
Last question. How would you like to influence people's minds?
Jesus. Like David Koresh kind of stuff? Or like...
Is that your vibe?
No. I don't want anybody to get the wrong ideas. Mm-hmm. influence people's mind. I don't know. It's hard to say if he can influence anybody, but I guess if that means just telling people what you think is right, then and hoping it rubs off, then maybe I would suggest. And I guess it's the time of year for that. That maybe people keep in mind that everybody comes from their own. Everybody's got a lot going on, and you should keep that in mind.
You know what? You got a good point there. I think really people think simple. Forget that other people exist.
Yeah, everybody's got the same real life as you do with all its problems and everything. It's hard to keep that in mind.
And this is Getting Real with John Carpenter.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. Next up, Jill Weddings. Who's here? And how many people are not here?
There's three of us here. It's me, Gabriel Hart, Mike Shelborn, our drummer, Hannah Blumenfeld, violin player. There's seven people not here, so there's 10 of us altogether. We're kind of a big gang. Want me to go down the list of who's not here?
No, that's good enough. I guess what I really want to know is, like, do you ever get mixed underwear when you're on tour?
No, but we've had some underwear end up in a microwave and had third-degree burns because of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was even possible.
Yeah, it is. That stuff melts. Well, women's underwear melts.
Huh.
Yeah.
All of it does, or just part the fun part?
Everybody's
so dirty here today.
I think all of it, yeah. It was a big, big black puddle.
Gee whiz.
Synthetic material.
Well, how does that relate to the first song you're gonna play for us today?
Well, the first song is called Mutual Fools, and that goes for all 10 of us.
And all your underwear too, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Advantage of the grave. We deceived ourselves in every way. My body was right there, but my mind was somewhere else. Your heart was so swollen, no longer resembled itself. And we're fools, mutual.
Last time you all of you felt like a fool individually.
Individually?
30 seconds ago.
Right now.
No, right now.
Right now.
What about you over there?
Never.
What?
No. All right, let me ask you a question from my special book other than that one. During which movie did you cry the most?
Eraserhead.
Hmm, interesting. Ball cheeks, that make you cry?
No, it was just like one of like the really like more inconspicuous parts where I don't know, something about that movie. Like just, I was really young. And happened
oh,
to, yeah.
Poor thing.
maybe it was the baby. I think it was the baby, yeah.
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 What about you?
Can I just say Titanic?
That's fine. That's a fair option. I saw Celine Dion live once, and she did that song, and I cried. What about you?
I don't know if I've ever cried during a movie. I'm not kidding. I don't think it's happened.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of emotionless.
Have you ever had an X-ray?
Yeah, I've had MRIs. My brain's fine. Mm-hmm. Just my heart, that's all.
Who was it the Tin Man that didn't have a heart?
The Lion.
The Lion.
Yeah, but he was the most sensitive of all.
That's true. That's
sensitive,
true.
I just don't cry.
The Lion didn't have courage.
Right.
It was, you guys are so wrong. The Tin Man didn't have a heart.
No, the,
oh, that's
the
right.
Lion
no, you're
have,
right.
Oh.
No, the lion didn't have courage.
I thought he didn't have a heart.
He had
movie?
A big heart.
He had a big heart.
Oh. Yeah, I knew it was something about his heart.
A big feline heart.
Felines. What you got next?
This is a song called Somebody Lovely. We're going to skip the intro and just get right into it. Ready? I'm gonna find somebody lonely tonight. Gonna look at them right into the eyes. Look at the skin before I will dare to spill these guts about how it's been such a long time. Like a man on a needle, I've been so convinced. And with what's left of this flesh, it's not like
being lonely is okay.
There's an art to it, I think. Sometimes it takes your whole life, but yeah, I think I've got it down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many do you ever...
It's good to feel comfortable in your own skin, you know?
Right, because it's the only... Oh, none of my headphones are working. Because it's the only one you've got.
That's right.
What is the best scar or cut that you've ever gotten?
The best. Let's see. I've got one right here.
Pointer finger.
Yeah, goes all the way down to the bone. I sawed my finger down to the bone with a hacksaw one time.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. It's
you crazy rock and roller.
came to fifth period a little stoned. This was in high school, so I'd never do anything like that now.
Where was your first kiss in high school?
Probably behind the gym.
As they should be. That's good. Under the bleachers or behind the gym.
What about heartthrob?
You.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Tim, you kissed Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Yeah, he said heartthrob. Doesn't mean I have to actually know the guy, right?
Oh, snap. All right, so is this next song related to the last song? I couldn't tell if you said something like that.
No, but That song was called Somebody Lonely. This called song is called Someone I Knew.
Some is in there.
Yeah.
Well, let's get something going.
Okay.
Well, Jill Weddings, I appreciate your existence, and I hope that you have a really good day. And I'm very excited for your participation in the LA Record Holiday Party. And now we have, he's my brother, she's my sister.
How you doing?
This is Robin Rachel Kolar.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, me and Robin Rachel, we go way back.
We do go way back.
It's been a while.
We've made nasty videos together.
We have made a nasty video. At least one.
What was my name? Kolar Commando?
Yeah, you read to me in the tub.
Yeah. No, I gave you a gynecological exam.
Oh, that's right. There was so much more than that. Wow. Yeah, it was a play date.
Look it up on YouTube.
YouTube.com. It was the collaboration between ourselves and Amanda Jo Williams.
Who we love,
but who can't be with us today, and she also can't be with us at the holiday party.
Yeah.
which is unfortunate, but very fortunate that He's My Brother, She's My Sister is going to be playing. Now, normally, they've got a tap dancer and a cello and some naked ladies, but we don't have any of that today. We just have children.
We have children. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Let me ask you something serious. What's funnier, poop or pee?
They're both pretty funny.
Henry?
Poop is funnier, I think.
Yeah, clearly. Well, pee is acidic.
You're more used to poo, then.
It's more gross.
Poo's old news.
Pee.
Pee is fresh and in style.
You've heard it here.
You heard it here, folks. The future is pee. Pee jokes. Well, how about you start singing now?
Yeah. All right, you guys have to be quiet for this part. You guys can talk about it. No, I think we should do tails.
Well, I gave him the world, my eyes open wide. He left me in prom, he cheated and lied. The girl's main man, empty and bland, but I still wear his ring on the finger of my hand. These tales that I tell come from days lost as well. In love with the ground, not a look and I fell. My luck shot to shit, but I still got my wit. So I quit the drink and more, it's open to bed. The tales that I tell. Silver spoon guy wears a blazer and tie. Women like high heels, too many to decide. I threw my body straight at his head. Man, I wish I would have chose his best friend instead. These tales that I tell come from days not so swell. Love with the ground, not a look and I fell. My luck shot to shit, but I still got my wit. So I quit the drink and more, it's over to bed. Tales that I tell. Mr. Pretty of the city, never one to have wit. Night came around, we just couldn't quit. A wife, a girlfriend, neither was me. So I packed my bags, moved from the sea. These tales that I tell come from days also swell. Love with the ground, not a look and I fell. My luck shot to shit, but I still got my wit. So I quit the drink and more, it's open to bed. Tales that I tell.
Sugar snaps. Everybody, yeah. Hunter's got it.
The kids came up with a Christmas song.
Sing that guy.
The kids came up with a Cold War Christmas song. Do you want to sing? It's very quick.
Cold War Christmas song. Cold War Christmas song.
Now that the Cold War is long gone, we can all laugh about it.
No, it's back again.
They want to practice it.
Henry, if you're going to do it, you got to do it now.
Yeah.
All right, go
quickly.
Our little cousin Henry has grown up so much.
I like his accent.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
He's 8.
8 is a great age.
I know.
13, not so cute anymore. But 8 is really, like, everything is really cool that they do. All right, so I think this is a good time, since we're going to have the Henry experience after the next song, to just go and get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
What will you absolutely not do in front of another person?
not do? What won't
so
I do?
So many things, actually.
I think it's what won't I do.
I won't yell at someone.
Right. Except for her brother.
When was the last time I've ever yelled at you? You have yelled at me recently.
Yesterday.
But when was no? give me an example then.
Whatever.
See, he can't.
All right, well, we're in an interview at the moment, guys. We'll call you out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I won't. I won't do it.
I don't know. Kill somebody in front of anyone.
In front of anyone
I'll only
else.
Do it behind closed doors.
But what if they insulted me, your sister?
I gave a guy a bloody nose once, remember, in camp. When
I know. I was so proud of that moment.
Proud now.
Well, what happened? We were playing. We were on the basketball court, and it was just a boys' game, and I tried to participate, and the bully of the Catalina camp came over and said, "No girls allowed," and then pushed me to the floor.
Stupid.
And then Rob came up, socked him in the face, gave him a bloody nose, and I went to hug him to thank him, and he said, "Don't touch me."
Of course.
That's beautiful drama.
It was a beautiful experience.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. I'm a man right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
How do you stow your socks?
In bags.
Oh.
In little sacks. Like, you know, when you buy quite nice shoes, they come in their own little sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I keep those, and I put my socks in those. Check these socks out, everybody.
Those are
nice.
Cool.
Nice, those are cool. For those of you that can't see, they're multicolored with various patterns on
rainbows,
them.
Rainbows, baby.
Including red, orange, indigo, violet, light blue, green.
I have the whole chakra system on my sock.
I put my socks generally in a drawer.
Or in someone's mouth.
With my underwear and scarves.
Oh, my goodness. All those things together. I'm having a really hard
time
with socks.
Why?
I don't know.
You lose the pairs?
Yeah, that. But like,
not when they look like this.
No, even so, I don't know. I've figured out underwear drawer, but sock drawer is not working for me at all.
Rob stores his socks in Lauren's mouth.
Well, how about that? You know what that makes me think about? Lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts?
Yeah, I've always wanted to touch one.
I have
one.
A song about lightning bolts.
Oh my God, will you sing it for us?
Yes, we'll sing and then the boys will sing after us.
Should we have everyone lead in with the bass line? Everyone can go bum 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 bum.
That's no bass line, honey.
Boom 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 boom.
Hands of destruction. Hold me by the collar. I take a sip to slip away. The spell of illusion looks like how I want it, but when I reach out, there's nothing there. The skies are calling. I wanna touch the lightning, and I'm falling into the outer. Submission, instinctive intermission, a pause to recollect myself. Cheap entertainment, pass on that temptation. I'll toss it all into the wind. The skies are calling. I wanna touch the lightning, and I'm falling. Isn't what it seems.
look up at the stars, wonder who we are. We know this place isn't what it seems. We're reaching out from the past.
Guys, you ready?
Yeah.
It's your turn, little man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Henry, you talk.
Three.
You're great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Three, two, one, go.
Rudolph the red-nosed radar had an ear-splitting beep. When all the Russians saw him, they all ran away and screamed. When one foggy Christmas Eve, the sergeant came to say, Rudolph, with your beep so loud, won't you make my submarine proud? Then all the Russians surrendered and said, please let us be. Rudolph, the red-nosed radar, you'll go down in history.
Very good.
Very good. That's a little political Christmas
it's
song
It's a Cold
for
War
you.
Christmas song for you.
It's radar, not reindeer, so we changed it. It's radar, that's the joke of it. That's why it's like they're batting it to the Russians.
Thank you for explaining.
I didn't get it before
is
now.
Is this a laser light or is it?
No, it's a microphone.
Is this a laser light?
Nice. Double Lab specializes in laser lights and microphones.
Combined into one.
So guys, on this final moment of the LA Record holiday special.
Yeah.
What sort of reflection can you suggest to people that they should do at this time of the year?
Well, why don't we just sing the chorus to our Christmas song, and that will cover that.
Everybody's got to join in.
But everyone has to sing it.
But
everyone
we
got to
tell
meaning.
Something first. We got to tell.
Yeah, the reflection. I think at this time of year.
No, but I think.
No,
that's,
no, no. I'm saying the, Slade.
Right.
You got to tell
just
where the
chorus.
Song is.
We're just going to sing all. We'll start it, and then everyone has to join in.
LA Record Christmas party is on Saturday. And we'll all be there having a grand old time.
Of December.
Everybody who played tonight, today, which became the night, will be playing on Saturday at Bedrock Studios for the LA Record Holiday Party. And if you are there, you will get to sit on so many rappers' laps who are playing Santa. It's going to be rad.